The initiative provides USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service the opportunity to fulfill its commitment to contribute towards the overall national goal of restoring and enhancing some 4.6 million acres in the unique longleaf pine ecosystem. Joe Vaughn, biologist with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, says establishing a good stand is very important.
The longleaf pine ecosystem used to cover approximately 94 million acres. There's only about 2 to 4% of those acres remaining, and most of those remaining acres are in poor quality. So if we can convince landowners that planting longleaf pine on their property meets their goals, then we're doing a really good thing in increasing the acreage of longleaf pine.
He explains the benefits for landowners who establish longleaf pines on their property.
For a landowner, there's two primary reasons to consider planting longleaf pine, and one is for the ecosystem. The longleaf pine sandhill is what we call it. It's critically endangered. Most of our threatened and endangered species in Florida and many in the southeast United States depend on that ecosystem. And so if we can increase the acreage, we can help mitigate threatened and endangered species. And the second reason a landowner should consider longleaf pine is really longleaf pine is the most robust southern pine species we have here. It's far more resistant to diseases and to insects than slash pine and loblolly pine.
And Vaughn encourages private landowners to work with NRCS to establish stands for wildlife habitat.
The Natural Resource Conservation Service has several programs to help landowners plant longleaf pine at varying densities, whatever the landowner's goals are. And the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, we help manage those contracts. So basically, we get out with the landowners, we talk about the programs with the NRCS, we usually have a soil conservationist or a district conservationist with us, and if the landowner's primary objective is to benefit wildlife, and then we'll go ahead and write the conservation plan. The NRCS will take that conservation plan, marry it to their program, and then we're up and running.
He said in the 5 years that America's Longleaf Restoration Initiative has been around, it's been successful, and he feels it will become even more successful in years to come. Now, this effort has allowed NRCS to strengthen its involvement with the forestry sector and forest-related resource concerns. There is a strong coalition of partners, like the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, who support the restoration of longleaf on private lands. If you'd like more information, simply contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.